Welcome to the Do You Know Drones podcast. Join us for insider chats and today's drone buzz. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining. We are live again from Commercial UAV Expo. Jason Sansusi, host of Do You Know Drones podcast, autistic drone scientist. I am just really enjoying these interviews that I'm having very much here at the Blue Nose booth, booth 844. And we're just having a really good time just chatting with people in the industry, getting their unique perspective, hearing their stories. And that's really what I'm curious about. I mean, you can talk about specifications, you can talk about your awards and your accomplishments, and all of those are remarkable things, but I think the stories are the most important. I'm really very happy today that I'm here with Kristen Costello, VP of Safety and Compliance of DroneUp. Quite the amazing person in the industry. DroneUp is a favorite company of mine. I love what they're doing. I love that their story starts around pushing the bleeding edge, or just really, really understanding. It's not even really pushing the edge. It's really understanding the regulations in a way that you build an entire business around it. And that is an impressive story for me, because I think that's something that Tom just did extremely well. And I would just love to hear a little bit about your story. Feel free to introduce yourself. What is it that exactly you do at DroneUp? And I would just love to hear just a fun story about, maybe just, not an accomplishment, but like a challenge that you still see remaining in the industry that you have a unique perspective on.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is such a fun show to be at. I'm always happy to get to sit down and talk with other great people in the industry like yourself. So, my story with DroneUp really starts 2.5 years ago. I was one of the earlier employees, so right under the 50 mark of how many people. Now we have like 500. So I'm considered one of the
OGs.
Apparently. Yeah. but it's really been a journey. And to your point, what Tom and the other executive team have been able to build based on basically the principle of we're going to do with what we have now. And we know the industry is on a trajectory that will take us to more advanced authorizations. But what can be done today with the rule set that exists? So we've been able to take that concept, that interpretation, and apply it and open 34 drone delivery locations nationwide. And it's been very successful. What I do at DroneUp, I manage our waivers, exemptions, our safety department, so implementation of our safety management systems, all of that process. We conduct inspections on our facilities, all that good stuff. I'm the FAA liaison, so working directly with them. It's really a fun job to be in. I came from the crewed aviation industry, or side of the industry, and I cannot tell you the difference in terms of just the amount I engage with the FAA now on this side. And so kudos to them. They get phone calls from me multiple times a week, and they're very receptive, very helpful. So with DroneUp and the way that the regulations are right now and what we've seen in terms of changes that are coming, changes that have happened, I'm very optimistic. I think that when we came into this game 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and started opening these facilities, and it was very much still, caution. There was it was harder to get the answers that you needed. How do we scale this? What do we do? Where do we go? The FAA even said just as early as yesterday, they said, it used to be we weren't supposed to talk. It was very closed off on the waiver team, all of that. Whereas now it's more of an open door policy and you're getting direct phone calls. They're really enabling a path to yes. And we're seeing that through the waivers, the exemptions. I mean, the precedent-setting ones that we saw drop this week for BV loss for three of those players, a fourth one imminent, I'm sure. So again, setting the precedent, laying the framework that other people in the industry can benefit from. So I'm really encouraged by what we're seeing in terms of the growth there. And DroneUp, we're here for it. We're hoping to help and help the industry as well with coming up with these authorizations ourselves.
I would say a lot of this industry, the most successful parts of this industry are built upon collaboration, partnerships, like a mutual understanding and a mutual dialogue around moving a path forward. From your perspective, what on DroneUp's path, what's sort of next that you're pressing towards? Obviously, having more of an open door conversation with the FAA, with the daily or weekly phone calls, and just kind of moving that needle forward, like beyond that, so like with the rest, sort of the rest of the industry. Because I like you have a very highly visible but niche part of the industry, which I'm a huge fan of. There are riches and niches, so that's definitely something that if someone's like, hey man, I just came out of the industry, I got my Part 107, I've got a drone, fantastic, welcome to the industry. I call them chucks in a truck, but you know what, like there's got to be a next step. So to get to an actual question, like I'm curious, what is next in the spirit of partnership and collaboration at DroneUp?
With other industry members or just in
like
general?
The industry at whole,
sure.
Or in general.
Sure. So, you know, there's a few things that we actually have in the works right now, and I can't talk about them yet.
That's
but
okay.
I'm excited.
Oh,
I'm really excited. It'll be in the next few months. There will be some things coming out. But one thing we did enter into earlier this year, was an integrated partnership agreement with the FAA, which really has helped us, you know, scale and get to some of those yeses that we needed, right? In terms of industry collaboration, you've probably heard this week all the buzz around the DFW area, right?
Oh, yes.
So we have 11 hubs in DFW. I know. And so, yes, we're one of the players with that initiative, and we're really looking forward to it. And, you know, we do always talk about, you know, the competition. The competition within this industry is definitely there, but it's friendly competition. It's how, you know, understanding, like what I said there, what these other companies are able to accomplish. I mean, it influences the whole industry and it helps everybody. So having that understanding and being able to collaborate with them and work through these, like the Quayside Initiative and DFW, it's so crucial to unlocking the next level. And we heard at the keynote this morning, they touched on that as well. So I think everybody's really excited about what we're gonna see there. Some of the things that we've even just seen recently with the waiver team and their release of the new waiver safety explanation guidelines this summer that has more specifics on, you know, what they're looking for if you have a DAA system. The first use of shielded ops that we've actually seen in writing, right? So a little bit of a snippet that was plucked from the BBLS ARC recommendations, right? So that's really, really great to see. And again, talking about industry collaboration, looking at the BBLS ARC that happened right there, perfect example of people coming together, great minds putting together a phenomenal report that now is being used in various aspects. You may have heard the criteria for making determinations for the 44807 document that was released this year. So yeah, I mean, another streamlined process that used to kind of be a long pole in the tent, you know, for going for a 135 certification or other things. It's now, they've enabled a path, right, that's more applicable to the use cases in our industry.
Yeah. Creating pathways, I think, is extremely important because I think they see regulatory roadblocks. And the regulatory, and honestly, I think understanding that those pathways are opening up is something that the rest of the industry needs to understand. Because I think that just hearing the FAA talk about it is one thing. Seeing it implemented from the industry out is an entirely different thing. Because now we have an actual example to follow. Take snippets from here, take snippets from here. Waivers or exemptions are very different things. And the exemptions you can build upon, right? You can take them and it's like, we can now craft our waiver around this exemption. We're using this DAA method. We're using this C2 network. We're using this, and like you start to now have the actual blocks that you can build a sustainable industry around. So I think that's really important. As far from your perspective, I'm trying to think, where do we want to go next? Man, I'm going to ask a funny question. So if you could see sort of any technology that would sort of aid DroneUp, but it's sort of sci-fi, it's kind of out there, because I know you've been with them for a very long time, you see sort of like what they put together. What would be like this thing that doesn't exist today that would just just streamline everything that you're doing? Not from a policy side, from a technology perspective. Just curious.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Oh, and I don't even know. They don't even let me near the tech.
And that's
the
okay.
tech side. They're
that's okay.
they're.
But you've seen it.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Oh man. What would help us?
What would help? Doesn't Ooh. Exist today. Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica.
I
just
you know.
Out of freaking, like, I don't know, it'd be great if they can sprinkle, like, just sprinkle happiness on people as they're flying.
Yeah. Let's go with teleportation.
Ooh.
Let's get to a
Ooh, I like it.
You can open a portal. Let's
yes.
get a little Doctor Strange in there, you know, open the portal, let the drone go through. It's at the other side. How would that look from a BV loss perspective, sir? If you can see through your portal, okay?
I just create a portal directly where it needs to go.
Yes.
From here, it's not going over anyone.
Boom.
Or is it?
Mic drop.
I don't know. Boom. That's amazing. Yes, I like that. I like that very, very much. Thanks for playing along.
Of course.
I really appreciate that. It's super fun. You got to make these a little lighthearted,
of
a little
course.
Bit fun.
Of course. Especially when you're talking about regulation.
Right?
Everybody
yeah,
needs,
like,
you got to break it up a little bit or else people are falling asleep.
Yeah, I feel you. So it's just about sort of trying to make this entire industry. Actually, I want to ask one more question related to not just within the industry, but let's go outside of the industry and let's look at public perception. What do you believe that we as an industry should be doing to make public perception a little more positive? Because especially knowing how DroneUp has affected public perception already, what is it that you believe that the rest of the industry and DroneUp should be doing to increase public perception?
Sure. So it's a little multifaceted, and I just starting at the very base level of what we're doing in communities when we go in and the outreach efforts. I mean, obviously, if you're an operator going in and basically posting up shop and saying we are here, you're doing some outreach and letting people know so that they don't see something flying over their head and they're like, oh my god, you know, not over their head, but over, you know, right up there. So
next door, nothing right. but UFOs. Yeah.
Yes. So you know, there is the basic community outreach aspect, but you know, the reaching out to schools and STEM, and one of the passions for me is you know, youth outreach in getting more people into this industry. You know, we're facing a pilot shortage, you know, and this is not just in the UAS industry. I mean, this is the entire aviation industry. And so starting at that base level and going in and really also explaining, I think that there's this perception that aviation is expensive, and in order to have a career in aviation, I have to go spend how much money to go through certifications and all this stuff. The UAS industry is not that way. Going in and getting people to understand that you can come in and you know, come to a company like DroneUp, and we've had high school graduates that come in Part 107, and they've worked their way up. They've gotten education. They've become hub leaders or you know other things. So letting the youth know that there is a path there. If you have an aviation interest, you know, and you want to come into the unmanned industry. So kind of bridging that workforce development, I think as well, really bodes well with communities that, you know, coming in, talking to youth, doing outreach.
The good news is you brought up one of my favorite topics, and that is workforce development and outreach and STEM and just all like advocacy, DEI, like trying to get the industry up there. I mean, just a little pitch for in a few moments, I'm gonna be moderating a panel right over here on workforce development and diversity, and I'm very excited about it because I do think that is a massive opportunity for this fledgling industry to showcase as we are building ourselves how to do it right. Because I think that's definitely something we can do extremely well. We can set benchmarks for other industries that I think don't exist, and because we're so new and because honestly we're still very small. And everyone comes to these conferences is still kind of the same people. We want to change that. We want to change that immensely. How do we move the needle? How do we move things forward? Things that DroneUp are doing when they're coming into a new community to create a hub, reaching out to the schools, reaching out to creating those partnerships with, I see the drone industry as a trade. This is a trade. It's a skilled trade. You do not have to go to college for this. Not necessarily. Can you? 100%. And there's wonderful schools on the other side of the hall that all offer amazing education opportunities. Is it required? I don't know. In my opinion, maybe not. depending on what they want to do, because I think there's an opportunity. There's one of the gaps that I see is that there is a gap in standardization on training, on equipment, on all of the things, education, outreach. I think there's some opportunities to collaborate as an industry to create what's gonna work, what is working, have that discussion so that we can understand what's working when you set up a hub. What is it that you do? So, okay, great. So now if someone else is doing operations in this area that's kind of sensitive, it may be inner city, how do we increase acceptance in that community? But not just acceptance, there's now massive opportunities for that community, because that I think is something that not a lot of people are talking about that we can model off of what JournUp is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. No, and I think that one of the things that we've done, we stood up our own JournUp Flight Academy. So we send all of our personal pilots through this JournUp Flight Academy. We partnered with a college in Virginia, and we actually worked with them to get their UAS certificate program up and running. So we helped them build the curriculum, helped them get that that certificate program, and join the FAA UAS CTI initiative. So, we're trying to kind of get, more onto the college level. What can we do to help get these UAS programs up and running on that level? But then, to your point, doing job fairs, letting people come in and see what is this, what's going on, doing the outreach at local events, even just having a table with a drone set up on it
the
and people coming up and saying, what is this?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, anything, and just getting people to come up, see it, touch it. Same thing with, I'm going to say the word nobody wants, privacy, talking about public perception, privacy, when people can actually see what you're doing, see what it is, you come up and talk to them and they're like, well, that's a camera. And you're like, live stream only. That's it. Come see our operation anytime. So I think when they see the people behind it, that helps with the public perception, which then to your point, yes, community engagement and workforce development are so intertwined, and so going into a community, one of the things that we did recently that I thought was just so great, we had somebody ordered a delivery, right? And we were told it was a birthday delivery. So the crew, they literally, they wrote happy birthday on the, on the box, and the crew, in a van, they went over to where they were and they wished the kid happy birthday. And then they were like, can we have a picture with you guys? And so, they've got their birthday hats on and like taking picture. And so it's just really engaging with the community and becoming, part of it, really immersing as part of the community. And I think a lot of drone operators, not just JournUp, have done a great job of that, which then again feeds into what we talk about, workforce development, people wanting to come do this cool thing that they're seeing happen. So yeah, it's exciting.
That's amazing. And I love hearing these stories. I think that's, but I also want to be respectful of your time. And I just wanted to have literally, this was supposed to be a very short interview, but I think we can just keep talking.
Oh, I could talk forever.
Absolutely. So can I. But I also want to make sure that we have opportunities to talk to other people.
Sure.
And Kristen, thank you so much for joining me on the show. This has really been I love the insights. I love the energy. I love the perspective. I love the stories. Like, we started with stories. We're ending with stories. Like, this is what the industry is about, and getting them out there in as many different forms as possible and hearing from as many different voices as possible. I think that's extremely important for this industry. So thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Absolutely. And I will look forward to you working out the portal issue. So let me know as soon as you solve that.
I'm on it.
Okay.
It's more of a video game thing. But I'm going to try to figure it out soon-ish. Come on, scientists. Let's do this thing. Okay.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Do You Know Drones podcast. Join us next time for more drone insights and stories. Until then, fly safe.